understand each other. His new book is called Mission Al Jazeera. Josh Rushing, welcome back to Fresh Air. In America, a lot of people assume that Al Jazeera International, the English language version, must have an agenda because a lot of people assume that Arab Al Jazeera has an agenda. So they'd be looking for things like, are most of the stories covered about America, things that are going wrong in America? Do they always show America in a negative light? So for people who are wondering about those kinds of issues, what's your response?
I think that's fair enough. If you go back to the root of that, as you said, they believe Al Jazeera Arabic has an agenda. My simple challenge there would be, have you watched it? Because you can get Al Jazeera Arabic in America. It's on the Dish satellite system. Now, Al Jazeera English, I've watched a lot of. It's on my desk. I see it all day, every day. And I have to say that it's absolutely not true that everything they cover is, you know, negative things about America. As a matter of fact, America often isn't covered. I was at the Virginia Tech shootings, and I was reporting live for about 3 days. That's not my normal beat. I normally cover military affairs, but it was a big deal, and I was around, so I was there to do it. And it was kind of interesting. On the day that Cho's videos went to NBC, I went out to do my live stand-up. And you end up, this is kind of a secret behind television, standing shoulder to shoulder with all these reporters doing lives at the same time. That's because they don't want their cameras to point at each other. So everyone ends up pointing their camera kind of at the same building. And it ends up, it means you're in a line. So we all go out the top of the hour because that's when everyone's news hit is. Everyone else starts talking at the top of the hour and I'm waiting. After a few minutes, they stop talking and I'm waiting. After a few minutes, they take out their earpiece and walk away and I'm standing there alone. And finally, I go on and I do my live. Well, on that particular day, there were 6 car bombs in Baghdad that killed 225 people. That was our lead, not the videos at NBC. And then there was fighting in Mogadishu. And then there were the elections coming up in Nigeria. And then, oh yeah, number 4 down the list, Josh Rushing's live at Virginia Tech, what happened there today. So I wouldn't say that the coverage is all negative about America. However, I think the nature of news is negative coverage, and that goes for all media and in any country. But what I'd say is it's very biased toward an international perspective, which I often find surprising and enlightening while I'm there.
As the military correspondent for Al Jazeera International, is there an example of a story that the American press covered in a different way than you did?
Well, I think it was last week or the week before. We ran a special every day on Iraq where I was embedded with not just U.S. forces, but the Iraqi 2nd Infantry Division. And I think this is on Google Video now, if you look it up. But it's a full half-hour special on Iraq where no one gets shot, where no one's exploding, there are no IEDs. And it's an examination of a very small part of the country where things are actually going, believe it or not, right. And so to see a picture of Iraq where things are working for half an hour on Al Jazeera, I think would be very surprising to a lot of people who believe they know what Al Jazeera is about.
Was it different for you to be covering troops from the perspective of being a journalist for Al Jazeera International as opposed to being a Marine who is dealing with the press corps, which was your job with the Marines at CENTCOM?
Yeah, you know, to go back to Iraq as a journalist rather than as a Marine was interesting in a number of different ways. First, it was my first time to go into a war zone without a weapon and a number of armed friends around me. And I was surprised at how naked I felt. The other weird thing is, you know, I guess I'm probably the most controversial reporter at the most controversial news network in the world. So to show up to a bunch of military guys and say, hey, I'm with Al Jazeera. One, you have a whole set of issues you need to deal with in about the next 30 seconds before you lose these guys. And then two, to say, yeah, I used to be a Marine public affairs. It could go one or two ways, really good or really bad. Fortunately, the group I was with kind of got it, and they believed they were doing the right thing, and they wanted that story to get out there. So they were absolutely terrific. But it certainly could have went the other way, as I've frequently found out in my job.
Well, tell me more how you do explain yourself to Marines.
Well, it's an evolving process, trying to find the way that works best and quickest, because you don't have a long time.